Black people, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just 5 things that you should think about doing. Here's number 5. And if this doesn't apply to you, if you're not doing this, then it doesn't apply to you. I'm not talking about you. Here's number 5. Pull up your pants. Sagging pants, whether it's Justin Bieber or no-name Derek around the way, walking around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay. In fact, it comes from prison when they take away belts from the prisoner so that they can't make a weapon. And then it evolved into which role a prisoner would have during male-on-male prison sex. The one with the really low pants is a submissive one. You get my point?
I just want to just qualify something, or sorry, clarify something that was just said, that wearing your pants down low comes from prison culture where you couldn't use the belt as a weapon. How about, I like what Russell Simmons, how Russell Simmons explained this, and I heard him explain this to a group of people. Brothers in jail sometimes would take the belt or take their shoelaces and they would hang themselves because they were in so much pain based on their circumstances. Now, when he spoke about it, it had a compassionate edge to it. Russell Simmons, that is. When he spoke about it, he understood it from a spirit of love, not a spirit of condemnation. And I think that this gentleman, when he's talking, is from a spirit of condemnation. Look, the problems that we are facing are not going to be solved by brothers just pulling up their pants. The problems that are confronting Black people are deep. They're historical. They come from a time of social, political exploitation and anguish. Have we ever had healing? We've often spoken about reparations for financial injustices done to us via our the exploitation of our labor during slavery. But have we ever spoken about reparations for the sort of psychological and emotional treatment that we would need? We have trauma that has been passed on generationally now. From generations, pain and suffering has been passed on. And I don't understand how you can just ignore that and think that people can just heal on their own. Secondly, when I hear the tone of it, there's nothing that's empathetic in what he's saying. So we're trying to create a culture where empathy, compassion, and love dominates. Where did you hear the compassion and the love and empathy in what he was being said? It's almost like you have a problem and you're to blame for that problem. And I know there is this mentality of pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. Well, when have we seen this happen with other cultures in history? When?